About a year and a half ago, we started a segment, a wildly popular, courageous segment called Fun with Country Music, when we recognized, now it's cliche, but we recognized very early on that every popular Nashville song all contain the exact same elements. And the kids, I know, Danny, you went and saw Luke Bryan play, but I still say, and you said that, you know, it was all comers.
Yeah. Yep.
Anybody and everybody.
Big, wide range in the demographic, man.
I still say it's driven by college kids, you know, I think.
Yeah. But you got to. There was everybody there. There were frat kids. There were old people. There were rural people.
He cuts across such a big cross section now that it's probably hard to tell exactly who drives.
A lot of little kids, too.
Like 13, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the same elements, of course, are truck, girl, beer, and or liquor, farm equipment, mud and or dust, some form of rural setting like a river or a creek.
Or a farm.
Yeah, a farm. Jeans, boots, guns, hunting, fishing, critters. Jesus and tobacco of some kind.
And if you... If that doesn't work, just bring up the troops.
Yeah, but the thing is with the troops, they don't do that much unless it's a full-on troop-dedicated song. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, they'll mention something.
They will?
Yeah, they'll brush by the troops every now and then.
But by and large, yes, if they're going to mention troops, that's a song.
It's a big, sweeping, coming-home song.
Committed to troops.
Let's get them home. Because
we'll put a boot in your ass.
Leave him out of this because he is excluded from all of this. The great Toto's
our friend
now.
Your friend.
Yeah. Yes, he's our good.
He got to play on his yacht, his Oklahoma River houseboat.
Oh, Toby. Ha! So anyway, we've rummaged through a lot of different artists out there, and it's slowly dying down, but at the same time, it's really not. I think they were shamed into writing different types of songs, and a lot of them just can't, outside of the anthemic party songs. But one thing that we've tackled here in the last, we've done this twice, I think, this year, and last time, or I guess both times, we have tackled country rap, or crap.
Yes.
And we feature the likes of Shotgun Shane and others. And as you dive down the Shotgun Shane wormhole, it's easy to find because YouTube is genius and they give you little nuggets of like-minded Shotgun Shane people. And so I'll spend, and this is really embarrassing, but I'll spend hours trolling through the YouTube links to all the similar things, trying to find things that are really funny. I mean, hours, Mike.
I admire this. I couldn't do it.
It's really difficult.
I don't want to do it.
No. But it's worth it just for this segment, and I laugh my ass off as I'm going through it all. So, the latest one that I found is from a band called Appalachie Falls.
Appalachie?
A-P-A-L-A-C-H-E-E. Appalachie Falls.
Okay.
Their lead singer weighs about 700 pounds, and he's got really weird red facial hair, and he looks like he is the epitome of just garbage sticks, man.
Okay.
And he likes to rap, and he likes to rap about country music, and I just don't think, or I guess the country way of life. Are you seeing a photo of him?
No. I'm just thinking about some things.
Okay, and he likes to rap about that lifestyle. And again, man, they don't have anything else to say except for the 7 or 8 standards that the Luke Bryans of the world have to say. So here you go. Here is Appalachie Falls with their hit "Country Road."
Well, already road
and country. Poor John Denver.
Come country roads, take me home to a backwoods creek down a long dirt road.
Okay, I swear to God this isn't a Saturday Night Live bit or something that you and I wrote. This is actually, I mean, how do you start off any better than that?
Take me home to a backwoods creek down a long dirt road.
God.
If it means no head storm, at least I'll be where I belong.
In the country, yeah, I love the slums. Raised off in the sticks, man, this is where I come from. Love crackling cornbread, collard and cornfed. Southern by the grace of God, and when I'm gone, country dead. I ride them dirt roads, sometime to reach that destination. Ducked off in Jones Wood, it's like I'm always on vacation. Blaze up the bonfire, calling up my country folk. Just build up that mason jar, light a pine and take a smoke. It's all good, we all find it. Marcus brought the moonshine.
Barbara
Slack. Something about them back roads stretching out across the county line. It takes me back to my days of young when my grandma was my sunshine. I love all the things that the country bring. Backwood riding little country lane on the front porch with my girl and kids. Cause the smell of an evening country rain may not mean that much to some, but to me it's where my heart belongs. I'm calling on them country roads, them the ones that take
country
me home.
Country road, take me home,
take me home.
Couldn't they have spent the extra $8 and turned on the auto tuner? I mean,
like, just
that
run it.
Chorus is so awful.
Just run it through the iPhone app.
Anything.
Terrible.
I don't even know. It's beyond commentary at this point.
Doesn't it sound like it's like such a bad
bit. I mean, how many times did he say the word country?
I know. All the times.
Crackling cornbread. Country fed. Collard greens.
Let me tell you something. When you see a photo of him,
what's his name?
Appalachian Falls. You can't fathom how much crackling cornbread.
He's got a big old ginger beard and no mustache.
His name's Appalachian Dawn.
Dawn.
The band also features Bird Dog and Manchild on guitar.
Oh my God!
This is so ridiculous. He's like the country Action Bronson.
Oh, it's so funny. It's just so funny. And I'm telling you, if you're like me and you get stuck watching this stuff, like I'll hear my wife walk past me and go, "What are you watching?" Because the videos are going on, you know, while I'm watching it. And I got headphones on and I'm crying laughing.
Is there anything worse than the over hyper pride about living in crap? You know, I don't mind a little geographical pride. I mean, I have a state of Texas tattoo on my arm, for crying out loud.
Right.
But these people, like, they're proud to poop in a tank.
Yeah. Or a bucket.
Yeah. And drinking the lowest grade beer and moonshine. They're very proud of that.
It's like in Deliverance when you see the kid playing the banjo.
Watch us where we come from.
Yeah. And everything looks like that setting.
It does.
Everything does.
What's happening?
This must be Bird Dog.
It is Bird Dog.
Them country roads mean a lot to me. Georgia Mountains, Carolina, Cherokee, Smoky Mountains.
Who's
and
this guy?
I don't know. He's like the new member. Is this Manchild?
Is this Manchild?
Roads mean a lot to me. Georgia Mountains, Carolina, Cherokee, Smoky Mountains in the hills of Tennessee. If you're around me, you probably agree. It's like something good, like something sweet, like something great, like my mom's tea. Raised to be how I wanted to be. At the end of the road, the sunsets were free. Not trying to put down no city, but these country roads are so pretty. Times I feel so young for what I know. And there's no place like home. I like to hear some creek flowing down. That's the road I'm going. Hell yeah, that's where I belong. While we're getting there, we all sing along.
Oh, Christ. All right. So, as you're going down.
Oh my God, I'm seeing the picture of the kid that was just rapping.
He looks like the kid from Deliverance,
well,
doesn't he?
He looks like his parents might have been related. Man.
So it looks like that Appalachie Falls, they also work with a group called the Marshall Brothers. And the Marshall Brothers, Mike, they put out a song called, let's see, What It's About.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what it's about?
Oh, gosh.
Do you think it's about living in the sticks and living in the country and eating crackling cornbread?
I would imagine those are very high priorities.
Well, here's the Marshall Brothers. What did he say? Going down a dirt road killing coon cats?
Whoa.
Tearing down a dirt road, killing coon cats.
I guess that means a raccoon.
Yeah. Or maybe a bobcat or something.
Oh, my God. The days of the past. Long have I been gone? Hell, who knows? Another 12-pack in and I'm ready to go. Oh, after that she done is singing his tunes. Putting the shine back into the moon. While Manchild is sitting on a old...
Oh, he mentioned them all! Appalachie Don and Manchild. Oh, my God.
Singing his tunes, putting the shine back into the moon. While Manchild is sitting on an old log with a rusty fork, while he's gigging frogs. Gigging frogs.
Yeah, gigging frogs.
I think gigging a frog. So listen to, okay, that last part before gigging a frog.
On an old log.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay, hang on, hang on.
Shine back into the moon. While Manchild is sitting on an old log with a rusty fork. While he's gigging frogs. With a rusty fork.
Manchild sitting on that old log.
With a
rusted fork. Gigging a frog.
What a life.
It's how we roll. It's how we ride. It's how we live and how we survive.
Child, the man child.
She's a sly little devil in her cut off jeans, breaking out a handle of old Jim Beam. Crosshairs pointed at that white tail, cranking up bottle with a rebel yell. Left her way up high in the sky. Jeans rolling, it's time for a climb. Well, all my country folk friends are digging this groove. And once you turn it up, you might dig it.
He can't get a frog.
I just can't get past the complete, total lack of ability and talent.
I know.
There's nothing here.
I know. And
they can't rap. They can't carry a tune. The lyrics are awful. Man Beast is the worst guitar player on the planet.
It sounds like a guy in his third week down at Guitar Center.
Yes.
That's plugging in. It's absolutely...
I can't believe you listen to this stuff at home. Your wife's
and
right.
And in your car.
Not in my car. Only at home. So if you're interested in the Appalachie Falls or the Marshall Brothers, I don't know if they're available on iTunes, but you certainly can crib it straight off YouTube with all 3,200 of the other people that have watched it.
God. Where are these people from?
Dude. Like,
it's just the,
deep in
the South,
deep in the woods of Louisiana or Georgia or somewhere where they don't have running water.
I just can't get over these pictures of these people.
Yeah, I know. What do you see their videos in the?
I saw the one
in the you know how like in Luke Bryan they get hot girls.
There aren't any girls in these.
No, there's not one girl that would be a part of it. Because they're so disgusting.
On their Facebook page, Appalachie Don has a picture of him sitting in the back of a pickup with a woman. It's either his mom or his girlfriend. It's hard to tell.
Could be one and the same, Mino.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Someone said that Cowboy Computer, or I'm sorry, Computer, not, that's his Twitter handle, filmed a video for Shotgun Shane.
I saw that on Twitter, but
is that true?
Can we believe that?
I don't know.
All right.
All right, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a rough one today.
Yeah.
All right, up next.
Somebody just posted a picture of Appalachie Dawn, and the caption just says, "Perfect SAT score."